Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our case study call for June. Yay, welcome June 2020. And I don't have any cases that were reported in. I know Maria wrote earlier and said she had not an official case, but, you know, a person that she had questions about. So we'll let her go. Is anybody on here who did submit a case? And I don't see it because I looked in the case study file that we get from Google, from that form, and I didn't see anything in there. So if you did have something, let me know. No? All right. So Maria, what's up? How can I help you?
Okay. So I just would like your input on this lady. It's my first session. She's got PCOS, and she is going to be 39 years old and pretty accomplished. Actually, her weight is not terrible. You know, she's my height, 5'5", and she weighs 138. There is something on her because she's very stressed out about that. So there is something underneath that she's like freaking out and went to get help.
She's freaking out about the weight or she's freaking out? Okay. Well, I can understand that if you're, 5-10 pounds overweight and you want to be your ideal weight. I mean, she sounds like she's more like 15 pounds overweight. Maybe, right?
No, I mean,
depends on how athletic she is, right?
She used to exercise quite a bit. Now she's got knee problems, back problems, and I believe they're from probably over-exercising cardio. She was on Orange Theory, which is very high impact, and all that kind of stuff. But she likes that. There's a few things that if I can I share the screen?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so I would like, I have some thoughts, but definitely, I would love your thoughts about this. I'm going to be meeting her, actually, in a couple of hours. Okay, let me see.
You haven't met her before, but did you have one of your energy audits with her?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. I went through like a month due diligence talking to people, and I thought she was gone, and she's like, we're going to get started. And says, okay. She's high level type A, COO, birthdays, we have a lot in common. Our birthdays are like 2 days apart. We could maybe was more affinity than anything else, probably.
Part of it.
Let me see. Where is my thing? Okay, hold on. The other screen. Let me bring this back up here. Okay. So she has changed, by the way, her lifestyle 180 degrees, went into cut gluten and dairy and all that stuff, in 2017 when she was diagnosed with PCOS. Here are, a few things that I'm going to go through. Hold on. So she doesn't have a ton on her body systems analysis assessment. I'm working with only for 4 sessions. So I think she's that kind of person who like, give me the shit. And her goal is she wants to get her back to an exercise routine considering her pain. So I'll deal with that. And then get into some kind of stable, nutrition plan that she can go on with life, right? And so her thing is I need to lose weight. And I really think it's coming from stress. She went through divorce in 2019, extremely stressful year, and then this pain and all this stuff in 2020, pandemic, I think the stress is really wiping her out. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. So she's got, some early weight gains and aches and pains, and that could be from inflammation from the stress, I might think. Mm-hmm. Cuts and heal, the cuts heal slowly. Well, I don't have any of her labs yet. By the way, I will get them probably by next session. She's get them labs done. I don't know. This cuts heal slowly could be, could be insulin, high in insulin through the stress, maybe impacting maybe her leptin to heal. I'm not quite sure if there's anything.
It could also be zinc.
Zinc
is important. Zinc. It could be vitamin C. Collagen, but she doesn't bruise easily, but zinc's important for wound healing.
Yeah. Her acne is probably coming potentially from testosterone, maybe from her PCOS. I'm not sure. Oiliness, idea where that can come from?
Yeah, same thing with the testosterone. That's common in PCOS, oily skin, acne.
Yes, but I'm wondering if there is any other vitamin deficiency that could be...
You want to look at her EFAs, make sure she has the right fats. I mean, sometimes...
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, too much of the wrong kind of fat.
Yeah, that's one of the things I thought, which also could maybe help explain the cuts of healing slowly too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we go on. Nothing over here, nothing over here. Okay, so grind the teeth, that's probably her stress overnight, you know?
It could be, and also parasites can cause people to grind their teeth at night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That makes sense. I think for me in the past, you know, I used to do that quite a bit. And and I don't know if I do that anymore, but I have no clue.
Look at your teeth surface. If your teeth surfaces look like they're wearing down.
Yeah. Okay. Dizziness upon extending.
Check blood pressure.
Yeah, blood pressure. I have no idea quite yet. You know, she didn't say that is a problem.
Low blood pressure, right? Most people don't know when they have low blood pressure.
Right.
Low adrenal issues, right? It's hard to get that sympathetic kick.
That kind of makes sense if she's wiped out.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And then doesn't kick to, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And that could be the case, right? What? When I had my adrenal fatigue, I think I had some of that when I used to work out, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I remember that, you know, wake me up to kind of, you know, start yawning and dizzy a little bit. That's when I decided to take the test, plus I didn't have much energy. And no sex drive.
Yeah. Yep. Did she mention sex drive?
She has not mentioned any of that, but she has had infertility, which comes from the PCOS. I'm pretty sure. Pain, you know, wakes her up. This pain, I think, is probably from endometriosis. She's got it. So that's...
So it's pelvic pain that wakes her up. Clarify where that pain is, because it says joints, muscles, tendons.
Right.
Right, and I don't know that somebody would put pelvic pain down from.
Right. Then joint pains, weight gain, okay, endometriosis, okay, we got that. And, you know, she's 39. I think she's just very afraid that PCOS is going to really, you know, put her into a weight gain. I think that's where she's freaking out. And she's divorced. Tough breakup. She's probably, you know, she wants a partner, can tell that from her form. So maybe she's got confidence issues in there or something. I would do too. So, okay. Dizziness, withdrawn feelings. You know, she did say she's got some depression. I think it's all these things that have been with her. I mean, you know, changing jobs, anxiety, depression, weight loss or weight gain. This could be all about that, right?
Absolutely.
And if there are any fat imbalances,
that can affect her emotional well-being and her neurotransmitters.
Okay. I don't remember now, but she used to do a lot of cardio, and could iron be a factor in any of these over here?
Dizziness, certainly. Anything related to energy for sure.
Yeah.
Periods. I mean, it's certain something you'll look at when you look at her labs, right?
Yeah. Because she could have wiped herself out, you know.
She could have. Did you ask her about periods, whether the periods are heavy or
no? No. Ask her one the first time we met. No.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, a call like 45 minutes. So whatever.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. So cry often again, that all goes probably with depression.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. difficulty staying asleep. Well, I don't think, I think it could be probably because of anxiety maybe, but some of the mineral deficiencies could be, or even B vitamin imbalances could be impacting her sleep as well, right?
Yeah, and how, you always want to ask how long has this problem been going on? Some people say, oh, ever since I was first born. That's different than it started over the last few years. Right. And difficulty staying asleep sometimes has to do with trauma and old stress. Like dad used to come home and beat mom up in the middle of the night, or there was a burglary. And, you know, there's a fear about staying asleep, like this powerlessness that happens.
Right. Let me see. Yeah, this form is more, you know, is recently, right? Have currently experienced or recent past. So this is probably.
Right, but you always ask them. If somebody says they have a problem and you ask them how long, you always want to know how long it's been going on. Always.
Right.
How long has this been going on? Oh, just over the last few years. Okay. What happened over the last few years? Oh, it's been happening my whole life.
Right.
Different situation.
Okay. Let me see one more thing. Okay. So I guess that's it, right? I gotta get a hold of her labs. Here are a couple things on her form that I, so her diet, in my opinion, is very heavy on animal protein.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you over here. Hold on. Where is it? I think she really, I would like to put her into, she's going to do whatever, you know, I think she's going to try whatever is necessary to get this done.
Will she get a blood sugar meter so she can actually customize her diet?
Maybe.
I think she's doing quinoa and beans and lentils, and those might be throwing her off and causing too much insulin.
Yeah, but look, she did a great job. You know, those people were detailed. Not only that, she put the damn pictures on it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, right? I was just, man, those are like good pictures. But so
not enough greens, but I would say just looking at the pictures.
Exactly. No, exactly right. So, you know, yeah, she's got animal protein in almost every meal.
Yeah.
Her water intake is good. Now this week has been super stressful for her. So
she drinks alcohol?
Up on the alcohol. She's like, Maria, I blew up this week. I mean, so her ways of managing stress, which has been all related to work, she mentioned a few things, what happened, boss, whatever, big meeting, and she felt really downgraded by the big boss, and she's an executive, you know? So that really put her down emotionally, and so obviously the alcohol over here, we got to make sure that she's putting in place strategies to prevent this from happening again, because she goes on into, you know, 4 glasses, you know.
Easy to do, right?
Huh?
It's easy for it to just, it goes away, you know, it just kind of escalates.
Yeah, it numbs and then in things.
And that's messing with her sugar. That's messing with her insulin.
That's correct. And that's what I'm thinking that would be if, I don't think this is really a day-to-day for this woman. It's not, based on what we spoke when we spoke over a month ago. This is very, very unusual. For have alcohol, but again, she started cleaning up her diet in 2017, so it's been about 3 years, right? And she cut the major things, but what I think, so you see, we got beef over here, and she says that she most of his stuff are organic, and she does black coffee, which is fine, whatever. I think her water for the most part is good, but I think her carbs are a little too high. The
carbs are too high. Mm-hmm.
And not leafy green vegetables. I think there's too much animal protein. And I would like to understand what kind of nuts, because she might be over on the omega-6 fatty acids.
Yeah, if it's mixed unsalted nuts, it's probably one of those containers of nuts, probably roasted, and which creates an oxidative stress on the body. And most of those are going to be mostly omega-6, because that's what the nuts are, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Making her own or what? Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, she's decent. I mean, there is definitely tweaks to make on her diet.
There's a lot of tweaks to make on her diet.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, you know, Gardener of Life and all that, some of these, you know, products that she's having might be okay. But I don't know. So there is, you know, pork and this and peanut butter and all that. These are the fats that she needs.
She's banana. She's got a lot of carb. And I think the biggest thing, the thing I would stress the most with this person is blood sugar testing.
Yeah.
Because then she'll see it herself. Just like, don't change anything right now. I want you to just do, you know, the same kind of thing what you normally do and just test. Because when you tell them to change it, this is what we discovered and we did it differently in Sweet Spot this year. When you give them things to change and then they change it and then they start testing, they think, oh, I'm not so bad. And then when they go back, they go, oh, I'm, you know, they just kind of flow into their old diet. Whereas when they, you have them do their exact diet and they go, holy crap, look what oatmeal did to me, you know, or look what this did to me. Then they have that embedded in their brain and they're more likely to stick with it.
Yeah. So you, you still like the constant monitoring, delivery, you still like that?
I like it.
You do?
It keeps me on track. You know, and it's a lot easier. You have to get a doctor to do it. I have my, this one.
Yeah.
The Rely on Prime as well. But, it, you know, I don't always remember to do it.
And what is the one that you were using? What is the name?
The poker, this one or the?
The poker, yeah.
Yeah, this one is the Rely on Prime. You can get it at Amazon. Walmart.
Okay.
It's really easy. It's real inexpensive. The strips are really cheap. They're like $17 for 100 of them.
Okay. So yeah. If it isn't expensive, because it seems like one of the stress is financial, probably from divorce, whatever, although she is an executive, you know, but if it is cheap, she can probably do it. I believe she will, because she's very in tune into her her.
Yeah. She looks like she's very conscious because she's made changes. They just may not be enough to get this under control.
Right. So, yeah, she might do it. You see when she says panicking about her weight gain, that's like really, you know, she feels off, obviously, because she gained, you know, 10 pounds. It's a lot, you know, to use the word panicking and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but you said she's a type A. She self-proclaimed herself a type A, an overworker. Mm-hmm. And that's the language we use in that situation. Right. Everything's a panic.
Right.
And it's teaching her not to go into panic mode. And making the connection between cortisol levels and blood sugar, aggravating the PCOS, causing weight gain.
Well, yes. And also I would like, you know, I always like to explain that, you know, what cortisol does to all the other hormones, because she's really looking for hormone balance. You know, that graph that you have, like, you know, comes from the cholesterol and goes down. I love that.
Yep.
So she would geek out on that stuff.
Great. And when she understands, like, that's what a lot of my geeky kind of type A's will tell me. When I understand, I'm going to follow through. And when you share with me the science behind it, even if I don't remember it all later to explain it to somebody else, it sunk in. And so that's important. So she has some good supplements, you know, multivitamins.
Doing D, I don't know how much she's doing. I would like to understand what is it, because I would think that she needs probably a lot more vitamin A and zinc and...
A for sure with the acne, right? And C probably in zinc as well. Yep.
Yeah. So I would like to see, you know, I don't know her levels, but what is the minimum that she's doing? I don't know. But yeah, so she's doing some of the good stuff, you know, probiotics and, you know, good.
Somebody's clearly told her, or she read about inositol for PCOS.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Tends to be, there's different forms. Myo-inositol is the one that I've seen the most study on.
Yes, that's correct. That's a good point, actually. That is a good point. Yeah, what kind? That's true. Forgot about that. So she's like, yeah, taking this magnesium, she's switching, and she's taking the 5-HTP. So she's got some learning over there about conversions. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm not going to touch too much on this over here, because knowing her labs, you know, although her normal labs, blood wouldn't tell too much about that. Now, this is one thing that I want to admit. I'm not very, I know plastic is an endocrine disruptor. She says that she was tested high in 2017, really high. But I do not know much about what can be done as far as prevention or to work on this. So obviously she hasn't done anything about it from, you know, intentionally. What kind of things should I look into this?
I would say you want to look at her detox pathways. So you want to, you know, reducing the toxic load. So obviously, where did the plastics come from? Is she drinking out of plastic bottles? What, you know, what are all those things that you can reduce the plastics? But if it's plastics, there may be other things, and it's a liver, the liver has to be supported, opening up the liver detoxification pathways.
Okay. All right. So that's it here. And let me see if there's anything else I want to bring to your attention. Let me see.
How long ago was she divorced?
That happened 2019.
So it's recent, yeah.
Yeah, it is, and it is recent, and it's just, yeah, let me see over here. Hold on a second.
So lab-wise, she's going to bring you some labs, right? Did you tell her what labs to get, or she's just bringing you what she has?
I gave her recommendations, you know, as a normal doctor, but I didn't ask her to do anything, any adrenals or any fat or anything like that. Because
but as far as her sugars, right, looking at her insulin levels.
I did ask. Now, will the doctor run? Hopefully he will. I'll make a point today because her appointment with the doctor, I think, is tomorrow or Wednesday or... Okay. It's this week for sure. It's just before we met.
Yeah, make a point of that. I would look at inflammatory markers just because inflammation holds on to.
I did put homocysteine and I did put CRP, make sure that. Okay, let me see. I think, let me stop sharing because I think I got it. All I want. Yeah, I just run that. Hold on. sorry, let me, one thing, hold on. Okay.
Hemoglobin A1C, yeah, I'm sure you have that in there.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, now the other one is vision and goals kind of thing. So, yeah, right. So the way I see over here, you know, the urgency over here, I'm going to focus on her weight loss. So our session today without having the labs is I'm going to focus more onto and weight loss and her exercise. She needs to feel like she's got to get something, right?
Right. So weight loss wise, you know, really talk to her about the blood sugar. We already know she has a blood sugar problem because she has PCOS, about doing the meter and how it empowers you to just really fine tune it. And people do this and they suddenly, the weight just melts off when this happens, when they get that right.
Right. Yeah. I'll recommend that. And those tweaks that we talk on the, I'm going to recommend her to do like, if she can for about a week, at least a cleanse of all vegetables, you know, all plant-based, and low and complex carbs with no alcohol and no sugar and no animal protein. I'll see if she wants to do that.
You can look at our, at the fasting while feasting thing.
Yeah.
And get some ideas from there because that people feel really satiated with that. And they drop weight, they lower their insulin levels. I mean, amazing results in 5 days with that. It's based on the Walter Longo, the fasting mimicking.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I think that, and also her supplementation, I would like to understand what's more on those supplements because I might want to recommend her to bump it up on the, especially C, zinc, and A. Mm-hmm. And depending on.
They benefit from chromium.
You know, she could, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, my guess is her blood sugar might be, you know, fairly okay because she mixed with fat and she mixed with animal protein. Her
insulin. That's the worst, because the insulin is going to actually go high and you don't know it because the blood sugar doesn't. And it's the insulin that's a problem here.
That's what I'm saying. I think her blood sugar might be okay, but her insulin might not be.
You'd be surprised. A lot of folks doing that. Just have her do the baseline of what she's already doing. What I don't see a lot in there, and maybe I missed it, was omega-3s. I didn't see much in the way of omega-3s.
She does
in her diet.
She does fish oil, but her diet doesn't seem to have a lot of omega-3s. So no, yes.
So if you're getting a 6-3 dominance.
Which might be from her nut, for consumption of nuts, I think.
Nuts and animal products.
Animal products.
Hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. And peanut butter.
Yes. So I have what I call, you know, a person like her would do well, because I did very well. I have this thing. Let me show you. That I share with my peeps, and this is general, and I customize this, you know, but is let me see if I can share. And because I learned how to eat portions with this, it's basically a paleo type of diet with zone diet. I don't know if you heard about the zone, but I really made me realize how much I was overeating. So here, for example, it will have, you know, protein, carbs, and fats, right? So in here, I put what a portion is based on the zone diet. And a person like her, which is very similar to me, is like about 10 to 11, the most, depending on her physicality. So right now she's not doing a lot of physical because of her injuries. So people overeat a lot, right? So let's think about, you know, just on the fat. It's amazing. For me, it blew my mind when I started doing this.
My mind on how much fat, how much calories I was getting by just grabbing a handful of nuts here and there.
Right. But you see, hold on a second. Let me go in there. Okay. So here is a good example. Oops. So fats, right? So 1 tablespoon of an avocado is technically one portion.
I just ate a whole one.
Yeah, that's what normally I do as well. So almonds, 3 almonds. How many people... you know,
eat almonds? No.
Right. So this is like a person like my size. It's about 11 portions of fat, 11 portions of carbs, and 11 portions of protein, you know, a day. And this kind of categorized by foods that have most amount of the fat or the carbs or the protein, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and sometimes people go eat a whole bag of the nuts and they think, oh, I had a whole bag of nuts. And it says, well, you ate more fat for like 2 days.
That's right.
You know, in like a half a teaspoon. Who the hell does a half a teaspoon of
at least a tablespoon, right? Yeah.
Nobody does this. You see what I'm saying?
One macadamia nut.
Yes.
I mean, some of this might be extreme, but why I said that the fasting while feasting, fasting with food thing that I put together was very eye opening, and it had very specific amounts, and I put everything through chronometer, and you've got the. Each meal has a complete layout of protein, fat, carb.
Yeah, no, but to me, this was, I did...
sort of a teaspoon of olive oil. Holy cow. People eat a couple of tablespoons of olive oil at a time.
You're going to have, depending on your size, you know, 10 or 15 or even more a day, you know, so it's not like you're going to be eating this little every day. But if you're going to cook, you know, it just brings awareness to portion control. And then
it'd be good to have in this thing for people who are real weight conscious is a column that shows how many calories are in each of these things.
Yeah. The calorie thing, I really don't like calories. So, people do like the calories. I understand that.
Yeah.
I just don't want people to be crazy about the damn calories, because then it's like, okay, you know. And it's going to be, it still is more like overeating something, right? So if you're trying to build lean mass, she wants to tighten it up. Her goal is like, I want to tie my abs and all that. Well, then you're going to have to lower their nuts that she eats every day, 50 grams of nuts in the afternoon. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there you go. So you're impeding the muscle mass, right? Because there's too much fat. If that's her goal really is. So anyway, this kind of helped me a lot back then, you know, right, to get awareness.
Yeah, you get the first appointment is to really explain and get a feel and get see how much they really want. Some of them are like, give me more. And some of them are like, you can see it on their face. Okay, I got enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll see, but I'll focus on that. Okay. Well, just appreciate your comments.
No worries. But hope it helps. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So I see a lot of people on the call, but I don't see any faces. And what I realized this weekend is like that's the whole connection piece comes when we're seeing each other, when we're a community, when we're like we're in the same room. So hi everybody. Hi Megan. Valerie. I saw you come and go over the weekend, but I didn't see you much. All right. So who else has anything? Any cases, any questions, any particular people you want help with? Already?
Well, if no one wants to talk, I will.
Okay.
I wanted to thank you for last week's call when I was talking about my husband. Mm-hmm. And he's at this gathering mode. So he's going into overwhelm. And I'm thinking of him like if he were my client, you know.
It's hard to have your husband be your client, though.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's not going to be my client. Other than the fact that I'm letting him know on some of the things that I know, you know. But yeah. I'm trying to, just in our communications, I want to simplify things. And, you know, when you get a diagnosis, all of a sudden nothing's simple anymore.
Right, right.
So I'm not sure how to simplify so that he can... You know, obviously he has to tune into himself on the choices right. That he made.
Is he asking for help in making choices, first of all?
What?
Is he asking for your help in making choices?
He is and he isn't. He's heard me talk a lot, you know, since I've been in your program. So about all kinds of things. So he's open and he's closed. It's kind of both because like today he heard from the radiologist. So the radiologist gave his whole deal of what he would do or what he would suggest. And so at this point I'm, you know, just encouraging him to look at things more broadly and take in what he feels may be helpful. But like take for example, he's listened to Chris Work's program and good. You know, he'll make a statement like, well, you've got to be this way the rest of your life or else. And he's struggling with that whole idea of changing the diet or changing the lifestyle and then I have to do this the rest of my life. So
here's something to help people with that one. And it may sound a little crude, but I ask a question. So if you can have this long life and yeah. be on a rather restrictive diet, still learning to make really delicious, yummy foods and having to shift it, yeah. or you want this short life where you get to do whatever the hell you want, whatever's been you've been doing to get you to this point, which would you prefer?
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is, you know, when you have cancer, and you don't make dramatic shifts because it's what caused a cancer in the first place, right?
Right, and we've been having discussion about that. You know, I asked him today, you know, do you want to know root cause? And if you do, then you have, then there's this direction to go.
Right.
You know, which means labs and different things. And depending on, you know, he's had a conversation with the surgeon too, and the surgeon, of course, the surgeons are all about surgery. So that was his answer. The radiologist actually had some broader opinions. However, he definitely had the medical. I asked him outright. I said, so, what do you think causes prostate cancer? And he went into, nobody knows what causes cancer. And I, you know, I basically that just shows his education and where he's at.
Right.
With things. Right. So, yeah. So
that's why I love the Dr. Lodi statement. He always says, you got to teach people to stop making cancer. Right. And and medicine is good at cutting it out, killing it off. But if you don't teach the body how to stop making it, it's going to come back somewhere else, probably more virulent. You're going to go back into that same situation. If you're lucky a second time and you don't make the changes, your body still is in the mode of making cancer. And then, you know, by the third time, if it comes back generally, I mean, we have a couple of people in ERC who've had it come back several times, right? And they're still around, but they're making changes. Maybe not enough each time, and then it comes back. But if you don't make the changes and you just keep throwing the fuel on the fire.
Yeah, and then the other thing I asked him today, I asked him if he knew what a Dutch test was, and he didn't. and I asked him, about hormones, and he didn't really have a good answer other than, you know, if the numbers get a little worse, then we would do hormone therapy before treatment, which is a protocol that they do. Mm-hmm. They basically shut off the testosterone so that the prostate shrinks down, so that when they remove it or radiate it or whatever they do, it's a smaller mass.
Sounds lovely. Shut down the testosterone. What guy wants his testosterone turned off?
Yeah. So, you know, we're having these discussions on, well, you know, what would your normal hormones be doing, or, you know, which is what I think I'll take him to the site for the Dutch test.
Yeah, so they have a lot of great videos. They explain it and see if they have anything on prostate and male. And I'm sure they do. They have so many videos out there and explaining the pathways and the DHT and how, if it's going down this way, and that there are things you can do to make it go the other way and not create this potent testosterone. Right.
Yeah. So in my mind, the reason that the cancer even shows up in that area is because of imbalanced hormones. Is that too simple?
Imbalanced hormones, imbalanced nutrients.
Yeah.
Right. And the nutrients you can argue that the nutrient imbalances come first, and then they create the imbalanced oxidative stress.
Yeah.
Right. The body going into inflammatory mode, so food allergies and exposures and things like that, right? Body goes into a protective mode. The body's working on healing over here because you just put this acute stress in, like this food that it's going, oh, boom, 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 or you're exposed to a virus or whatever, and it doesn't have the resources, the cycles, to go and do this other little, you know, little mild balancing act. And if it doesn't have the raw materials to do the balancing, how can you do that?
Right.
So it's not like you're going to convince him what he needs to do. That's the frustrating part about working with a family member, right? You want them to do what you want them to do, and they don't necessarily, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, I had a client years ago that was doing the Gerson therapy. And so she actually hired somebody to make 12 glasses of juice a day. And, you know, it was a lot of carrot juice and lots of different things, and so I thought he has started doing more juicing, and you know, the question is how much is in increasing intensity, because he did do some things this year which didn't create an effect. And I said, well, maybe there's an intensity factor of the amounts of increasing things.
Yeah, and you can't just do one piece of it, right? People want to pull out, here's the protocol, oh, I'll do that piece of it.
Right.
But I'm not going to get off the sugar and the gluten and the flour and the whatever, but I'm going to do this juice, right? Or I'm going to take this mega dose of vitamin C, but no, don't make me do this part. And it all works. It works together.
Right.
And it's where is the stressor in his body? And if somebody's a stress bunny, right? And their cortisol levels are through the roof, and they're just going to keep working like a maniac and not take time for meditation and mindfulness practices.
Yeah.
So and if it's sleep is an issue, right? You can't just do part of it.
Because they get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I suggest
that's a different sleep issue.
Staying in bed when he wakes up at 5 in the morning, that he stay in bed a couple more hours, and he goes, I couldn't do that.
The bed will be wet. You can get him a bedpan.
Yeah. He's had 2 hours less of stress in the Minneapolis traffic since COVID.
There you go. Yeah, with all those things add up, right? All of the things. And it's like, I look at it as a bucket. I say, here's your pail.
Yeah.
We all have stressors in there. Food stressors, environment stressors, mental, emotional stressors. And you're holding it, you're holding it. And then there's one last thing that gets put in that if it was got put in down here, wouldn't do anything to you. And it just, the bucket overflows.
Overflows.
Yeah. Typically what happens with folks is that last thing, and you're going to blame it on, how could that little thing cause it? It couldn't. It's all the other stuff that was in your bucket beforehand, and that just put it over the edge.
Yeah. So I suppose in getting it back down under the top of the bucket, it's all those things put together to reduce. That reduces the overall cause of
exactly.
the problem.
And that way, we're not going to change the air that we breathe outside. But it may be that one day there was some kind of smoke in the air or whatever, and it was just what your body needed to go over the top, and boom. So when you have the stress level lower, that smoke wouldn't have put you over the top necessarily. And you know, the capacity of the bucket is determined by genetics to a large extent, right? What's your detox capacity? Some people, because of their genetic detox pathways, have this little bitty bucket, and others have a big bucket.
Yeah.
You don't always know. And then, you know, you live in the Himalayan mountains, you live at the top, who cares what your, you know, how big your bucket is, you're probably not going to exceed it. You're just meditating and living in this pristine environment. But that's not life, right? That's not what we live in.
Yeah, so I shared that it could be a very big learning curve, not only for himself, but we have six sons. Both their grandpas had prostate cancer, and three uncles. You know, so I've already got my oldest son asking questions. He's 41. Should I get tested? Mm-hmm. So, you know,
it's looking at, that's why I start with the pillar things, and like the questionnaires, like which of these pillars is out of balance for you, right? You can't just go to, I need this herb or this hormone or this whatever. It's even more basic than that.
Yeah,
there's a lot, and I wish you luck. You know, my husband finally has come around after many years later. He had a melanoma on his back about 5 years ago, and for him it was, he, you know, we were doing stuff, we didn't know what it was. Even the doctor didn't think it was a melanoma until they went in and biopsied and turned out, I think it was on its way out, right? I think it was like kind of coming off and falling off. We were putting on frankincense and all kinds of things on it and supporting his immune system. But he wasn't buying into that he needed to be as perfect as I thought he needed to be. And so when it was diagnosed, he was like, I'm getting it cut out. And he started meditating after that. He got a little bit better with his diet and a little bit better. And these last 3 months, he's finally lost all the extra weight. He's finally being really, really good with his diet. And he's like, he's a new person, right? Because he didn't want to go back there. He didn't want to go back there, right? But he wasn't, even then, I'd just be like, why are you eating that? You just had a melanoma removed. There's something out of balance in your body. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't, oh, it's just occasional. I don't care if it's occasional or not. You don't know when your bucket's going to get full. And it's going to throw you back into that situation. But it took 5 years for him to really just gradually, like, he wasn't bad. I mean, he's way better. He was back then even way better than most people, but it wasn't enough, right? It wasn't enough, or he wouldn't have gotten this cancer.
Right.
Right. And people say, but I'm doing all this pristine stuff. Well, obviously there's still something there, whether it's an old trauma, whether it's mental, emotional, whether it's environmental, whether it's mold in the bedroom, right? Any of those things it could be.
Yeah.
Right. An old EBV virus. Did he ever have Epstein-Barr? Did he ever have mono? That it might be, you know, all these little things that just pop up that maybe are okay until you get to that bucket's overflowed. Now he's got this cancer.
Yep. I like that bucket idea. I agree.
Or maybe he'll buy it. I keep thinking I want to make like a little video of it.
Well, actually, we were taught the bucket idea from Dr. Mortar years ago. So, and he and I both got trained at the same time.
Oh.
And so we were taught that whole bucket idea. So I'm gonna go share that, remind him of that.
Yeah, it's cumulative. So,
you know, in order for him to, because as I'm encouraging him to see it, you know, as a big whole, you know, at the same time, then we don't want him to get overwhelmed. And it is, I don't know what thing to do first. And, you know, then I tell them about that neat program that Jeremy shared on Sunday. I should get that program, you know, to put everything in, you know, yeah, with his supplement. And organize it all, you know.
So I think it's a great organization tool for $20 a month. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how long that is, that on special for that price?
He said at least till the end of the year, because it's INE2020 is the coupon code.
Okay.
He wasn't doing any high pressure sales. He's just offering it to us as a community. And the more we use it, and the more, yeah.
Okay.
I want to get started with it with everybody in ERC this year. See if we can manage that.
I had a thought early on in the conversation. It sounded like he's overwhelmed with thinking that he might have to make these changes permanently.
Yeah.
So how would it be if you were to say, let's work together on a plan for 30 days and just really do it as best you can for 30 days, because for the rest of your life seems so
it does it
possible at a point of making all those changes. And if he has a shorter time that he could actually get his head wrapped around, and then by the end of that time, he may be feeling better. He may see a lot of things that would encourage him to keep up the changes, and it would be a lot easier from there.
30 days at a time can be the motto.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking about, when the radiologist said that you could do, it's like an observation time period, you know, and I said to him, you know, other than the PSA test, the only other thing would be, has your symptom changed? And so would, you know, 30 days may affect his symptom, and it may not, who knows, right?
So obviously, but I'm thinking you might get buy-in if you can work with him and put a plan together and really leverage what you think is going to give you the biggest bang for the buck during those 30 days, and agree to reevaluate at the end of 30 days and then make a decision based on that. I think it's a lot easier to manage mentally than to think about this is it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, good point, Valerie. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree on that. Have you thought about, you know, I really love that values and vision and goals form that we have. I owe that to my clients, and I didn't show over here, but I always the first thing I ask them to do. And, you know, and so would allow him to dive into really what he wants for life, you know, and reflect. And I always say, take your time on this, take your time, you know, completing this form. And then there you can see life in 5 years. You can always go in there and add it, you know, what is 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. And then you say, go down to the 30 days. The other thought might be that, you know, I don't know how he's feeling, but you know, if I would be in fear of urgency here, you know, like, oh my God, I got this thing. So in his head, he might be going a lot of this, okay, if I put these goals that are, oh, it's going to take 30 days to try one thing, and I might be dead. I don't know, you know, a guy might be thinking like that. There is a sense of urgency to get everything done. And then that's probably why he's overwhelmed. I got to do it all at once to get some potential results in my life. So I think that if you were to kind of, you know, get him through that exercise, and like Valerie says, maybe do a project together, and you says, hey, here are a few things that I thought, you put what lifestyle changes you would like to change, you know, that you find beneficial based on your research. I will do mine, you know, and then if you want, we can combine it and review it, you know, together. review together, and then you can prioritize, because then he's gonna, you know, since you get the buy-in that nutrition is the thing, right? Or a few things on his nutrition, he's like, okay, for the next 30 days, we're gonna focus on that. But you're gonna then go through all those changes, right? Your input separately than his, get his buy-in on based on how he's feeling, on his sense of urgency, and then, okay, do you want help to implement those things? And ask him, and he's in charge. So at least he reevaluated. I think that could be beneficial.
Okay, I'll go get that out. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we have here?
Thank you, everybody. I have to leave it too, but you guys are so helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we are here for you, girl.
Thank you.
She doesn't always support video staying on. What have you been doing? She was on for a while. As NEPTers, do we have access to Fasting While Feasting and Unstoppable? It's $27. So it costs us more to get people to go in, and we have to hire the programmer to go in and give access to specific programs and redo that page to who gets it. It's $27. So yeah, you do if you give us $27. I don't have access. Instagram for Dr. Carrie of Dutch is excellent as well. Yeah, thank you. And they have great videos. Yeah. For a while there, I was having, you know, every time we came out with something new, and then my guy that does that on the side, he charges me like 50, 75 bucks an hour to come in and make changes. And he's like, why do you give these people, why don't you just charge them for stuff? Why do they get everything? I'm like, well, I want to give them, but we just decided it was easier to just give it to you that way. And it's only $27.
Is there because it says 45, so we have a discount or something like that?
It says 45? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 47. Maybe we can get a coupon.
Yeah.
Let me look into that.
47, that's what I meant, 47. But you just said 27, so.
I thought it was 27. I don't remember it going up to 47. Yeah. Okay, we'll find out if we can get a coupon, if there is a coupon. There may be. Christina might have a coupon for it.
And now we can also guide them to go there, right? And buy it, I guess.
Yeah, you can guide them to go buy it. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to be offering it. I don't know when exactly, but we're going to be actually doing it again as a 5-day thing, like a 5-day mini program. I don't remember when, but it's going to be sometime soon, because it's something that I want, like the people in Sweet Spot who are kind of plateaued to go through that. I was going to give it to them at the beginning of Sweet Spot, but yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I was told. No, it's overwhelming. You got to get them to do this stuff first. And then you go, okay, if you're plateaued, here's something you can do. And here's something you can do once a month to move you past this plateau. So I'll look into that. It might even still be up on the, if you go to the Unstoppable group and do a search for fasting with food, mm-hmm. It's probably still out there. I mean, the pieces of it, you'd have to pull it together. Not all the videos, but at least the guidebook is probably out there. That guidebook took me, I'm going to say 40 hours to put that book together.
Wow.
And it was a free thing, but because I had to put every one of those recipes into Chronometer, and then I had to put all the days in the menus into Chronometer, and then I had to cut and paste from, because Chronometer doesn't have an easy export, and then I had to cut and paste from that and put it in the book. It was an act of love. Yeah. Okay, anybody else, questions or comments?
Well, one comment is, I'm reading this awesome book, you might be interested.
What is it?
I already read. It's called The Secret Life of Fat. Have you read about that book?
No. Oh. Tell us about it.
It's awesome.
The Secret Life of Fat. Okay. Yeah.
It's by a PhD called Sylvia Tara. Actually, I bought it in Audible, and there is so much good stuff in there that I end up getting the Kindle that I can read it.
Really?
Well, maybe for you is, might not be that great. But for me, it, you know, because you've gone through the leptin, I don't have that book, you know.
I like to listen to books. I love listening to books. The Secret Life of Fat.
She goes into, you know, I'm not done with the book. I just started yesterday or 2 days ago. And It's just fascinating. She goes about the science, talks a lot about examples of people in all different aspects of fat imbalances and mixed with leptin a lot, insulin, you know, diabetes and all these other diseases. It's really cool. Book.
Yeah, it looks good. You've never led me wrong on book recommendations, Maria.
I know.
What was that one? The something about the mind, something about the running, but it was the mind or the...
Let Your Mind Run.
Let Your Mind Run.
Did you?
Awesome book about mindset. Awesome, amazing book. I love that book.
Oh, yeah.
The Sleep While We Sleep. Yep.
A few ones. I'm going to start charging for those.
You're going to start charging for your recommendations. Okay, so it's audiobook. One click. I have a credit, so I can get it.
I think everybody, you know, in this, I think everybody should read this book, no matter who you are. I mean, this is incredible. And she's just, you know, the cases that she brings up, it's very science driven. Now, I read some comments that people are unhappy about her solution. Because she doesn't have, you know, I'm not reading so much for the solution. I'm reading for the knowledge, I guess. You know, I'm not.
Yes.
And maybe there are other books. I look into the other. I haven't bought yet, but the leptin thing, the one that you have.
Yeah, I have that big, thick leptin book. And it's loaded with great information. And, you know, some of that is in the indigestion and the endocrinology of appetite. Section. Who's done that one? That one has a lot of, I took a lot of the leptin and ghrelin and adiponeptin and some of that stuff and put it in that.
Yeah, well, you know, this book over here, she writes it really well. And I truly believe that can be used to explain people why potentially they're not losing weight. You know, I think the way that is it's conveyed, the information is conveyed. I think it's very clear. It's not too technical. And I'm like, okay, wow, I had no idea. You know, it's kind of fascinating. So we'll really make, I think, even for a person like this new client, right?
Right.
I don't have all the knowledge to go back and detail this stuff quite yet, but this is the kind of book, just like While We Sleep, that I think you can...
Exactly, that you can get people to listen to.
Yeah.
And help. Yeah, I am always looking for that and looking for simpler ways to explain things to folks.
Well. Right. And sometimes when they read it, they feel it and it says, oh shit. I mean, I have a client, she totally changed her sleep. And it says, look, I can sit here and tell you about sleep. And she's an executive too. It says, I want you to read this book. She's like, holy shit. And she starts sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night from 4 to 5. She's like, that's it. And says, okay, year's done.
That's really gave me the impetus. Reading that book gave me the impetus. I knew a lot of that stuff, but when some of the studies he did and some of the cognitive impairments and I'm like, okay, I got to do this.
Right. But anyway, so you might enjoy this book too. Might be a little bit.
I just bought it on my Audible. So on my next run, I'll listen.
I listened to it during my 1 hour 10K run yesterday.
good for you.
I know.
So I like to go running because I get to listen to books.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm running. I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh shit. Oh my God. I'm like, wow, this woman is crazy.
I listen to them on usually triple speed. Sometimes I slow it. If the person has an accent or they speak fast, I slow it down to 2.5. But most of the time I listen at triple speed. And then if there's something I want to hear, I go back to it later or I buy the Kindle book. But it really, when I accidentally, like sometime it gets switched and it gets switched back to single speed and I go, oh my God, what is that? That's like so annoying. It's usually single. So I think it's like half speed or something. No, it's on single speed, but just, it makes me pay attention more when it's fast. Some people say, oh, I'd never be able to catch it. But for me, it keeps my mind from wandering.
Mm.
If it's at slow speed, I can take that in and my mind's, you know, taking in everything else. If I have it at triple speed or double speed or whatever, I have to pay attention and I get more out of it because I'm paying closer attention. So play around with it. It may work for some of you and for some of you not, but It just annoys me now if I play it at single speed. I play everything. If I go to YouTube and watch something, it's on. They only let you go to double, so I have to stick with double. But except the guys with the heavy accents, like the heavy British accent or Indian accent, then I have to slow it down because I have to, yeah, I have to interpret the accent. So it's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? We good? It was an amazing weekend. Thank you guys so much sorry you couldn't be there, Megan, but it was amazing. It was just, I felt so connected to all of you. I felt like we really were able to make some headways and really make some good bonds. I don't know if you had any more that you were going to do with that. You were trying to get a, Lynn, you were trying to get a, I know I'm pointing to you as if you could see.
I wasn't sure who.
But the mastermind.
I've emailed people. We're coming up with a name. We're putting together a Facebook group.
Good.
It doesn't have to just be for people that were on the retreat. So, So if you know of anybody that wants to be in it, just let us know and we'll add you to the group. And
remind me what the focus is.
It's just really supporting each other. You know, we have this great supportive weekend and we had lots of ahas and things like that. It's just to say, almost like accountability. Hey, you said mm-hmm. you were going to.
Yeah.
And how can we help you with that? And so it's just that.
That's a great thing to do. And I'm in this group with Mindshare with JJ Virgin. And what they do is they have, they separate its people into different groups, you know, small, like 10 people in each group or whatever. And they use WhatsApp. And every Monday morning, and you could do the same on a Facebook group, but every Monday morning you go, what are my goals for this week? And what did I accomplish last week? Yep. Very simple. And it just keeps us, like you said, accountable.
Yeah. It's just, it's like with us doing the modules. Oh, you said you were going to work on module 10. How far into it did you get?
How far into it did you get? Yeah.
And it's just, it's kind of what I'm doing with Judy every day at 3:00.
Right. We all need it. I need to shut my window. It sounds like it's raining. I was just going to go for a run and after this, but I guess not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's just nothing, because really the last thing we all need are another scheduled call.
Yeah.
We're just going to do one, see how it goes and go from there.
Yeah, and you can do it periodically, but I think having a weekly check-in, whether it's Monday or Friday or whatever, right? But something where you have a check-in that everybody just,
right.
And one person can be in charge of, you know, instigating it that week. Like, okay, right. Reminding you to do it.
Right. And So I sent out an email to my list on Sunday. And even though I gave a little bit of, because it's actually a pretty intense month, there's some things happening, but I said right in the beginning, because change is in the air. And because as I'm reading about these different things that are occurring, I realized I need to make a shift too. And so, I didn't say, actually I met with Steph after I wrote it, or I forwarded it to her, and then she called me and she's like, yeah, you know, you didn't say, I promise you I'm going to do this. This is what you're going to, you know, it's just like, hey, change is coming. Pay attention and you'll see. But it was me just setting that intention.
Yeah.
And,
Cause I did see you did a Facebook thing on Sunday on the planets. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did you already have that written?
No. But did you read? Most of it had nothing to do with the planet.
I don't read them. I just go, oh, another planet thing. That's not in my.
No. Actually, most of it was like, it had more to do with what's happening with the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't. Like I was that. Like, I just saw a planet and I saw it was this long.
Like and I went, said, eh. It's not that I'm not going to do planet stuff because it just is interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and that's what I said in my email. Hey, look at that. The planets are here and you're saying this and they match. Wow. Isn't that cool? You know, oh, look, Mercury's in retrograde and all of my computer stuff is blowing up.
Well, what do you know?
what do you know? And so, so I guess that's just my accountability piece, is I said I was going to do that. And so I did it.
So you did it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Way to go. Way to take action.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing has to be big action. It can be just little action.
Yeah. Just saying, hey, you know, and it can be empowering to other people.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here. And we'll see you probably next week. Bye, everybody.
Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, it's the smell of fresh rain. You know that smell?
Yeah. Ooh,
it smells good.
Ozone.
Yeah, exactly. We're supposed to be getting a tornado tonight, so we'll see.
Oh, no. I got sun here. It's bright and sunny.
The sun is out.
Pretty outside.
It started raining. All right.
The heat and humidity is like.
Yeah. Is it big? Yeah. All right.
Y'all have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.